This file is going to give you an addiction to weed and fast food. If you don't want that, click away. But if you really, really do want to become a fat, greasy stoner, keep listening. Because the truth is, I'm not doing anything special here. I'm just pointing out an addiction that already exists deep inside you. I want you to think back to the last time that you indulged in fast food or takeout or delivery. Just think about the whole experience. Think about how good the food was. I really, really want you to think about that while you touch yourself. Because the truth is that fast food, it's designed to be the most addictive kind of food there is. And it's no secret either. The amount of sugar, the amount of carbs, calories, grease, it's all designed by food scientists in laboratories and lab coats trying their hardest to addict you even further. And that's why you feel this immense pleasure every time that you give in and order fast food, even though you know it's bad for you, it's terrible for you. But you don't care. You can't care. Because this food, it overrides all of your senses, all of your logic. Even though you know you should eat healthier, this fast food, it's just so addictive that you don't care what it does to your body. You don't care that every quarter pounder makes you pack on those pounds. Now I want you to play with your belly right now. That's right, I know you have a belly. You fucking fast food addict. Yeah, jiggle your belly while I talk to you and tell you about how all these fast food corporations have a team of marketing majors, have a team of just geniuses that know how to get into your brain. And they're already in there just working away, just changing you from wanting to eat healthier, do better, into just being another mindless consumer. Because every time that you see a fast food commercial, it triggers you to go get more fast food, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Because of all those bright colors and all of those beautiful images of all that juicy, fattening, nasty fast food, it's just right in front of you whenever you're just watching TV, whenever you're just scrolling through your phone, just getting triggered to go get more fast food, letting these fast food giants just dominate you. It feels better than sex, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. I know every time that you pass through one of those drive-thrus, every time you see them on the side of the road, you just want to pull in and order everything off the menu. You just want to give in with a little boner in your shorts, fat boy, yeah. Just like all those other fat asses in there. All of them are just so fucking horny for food. Yeah, you're not alone. Every time that you see another fat ass in there, you know, he's just fucking addicted to fast food, just like you, just like you. Because like I said, everybody's addicted to fast food. It's designed that way. It's designed to hijack your body into just consuming more and more mindlessly. Even the skinniest, most muscular bodybuilders partake in fast food from time to time. They can't even resist it. So why would you expect yourself, a fat, lazy, horny, greasy stoner, to be able to resist the allure of fast food? You can't expect that from yourself, no. You can't even expect yourself to take a tolerance break. Because that's what this is, isn't it? It's endless indulgence. You just want to get high and just have mindless munchies, not even caring about what I think of you, what anybody thinks of you. Just a big, fat, hungry, horny stoner. And you're probably high right now. You're probably stoned out of your mind, can barely even register what I'm saying. You can barely even decide what to eat tonight, much less decide how to stop. Because what you want to be It's just a fat, greedy stoner. You just want to go through drive-thru after drive-thru. You just want to go and get all this food, keeping it warm in your car, getting it all delivered to you. If you're that fucking lazy, you just want to sit back and get blazed, just have somebody else worry about getting the food to your place. And then once all the food's there, you're gonna sit back like a king, like a stupid fucking stoned king, and just start cramming it all down your throat, just feasting, just enjoying all the flavors, just lost in all of it, just bite after bite. Because if you're a stoner who's a food addict, you're not just gonna shovel all the food down. No, that's for the fucking sober food addicts. No. You need to eat it nice and slow. You need to eat it and enjoy every single bite, moaning in ecstasy, getting all the food all over the place, all over your face. Just a total mess of a fucking man. You know, I don't even care how fat you get. And neither do you. Neither do any of these fast food giants. You know, they just want you bigger and hungrier, ordering more and more food. You know, they're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop pushing their food down your throat. Neither are you. Even if you ended up 500, 600 pounds, just a big fat stoner hog just waddling into restaurant after restaurant, they're still gonna serve you the same slop. They're gonna serve you your four pizzas and watch you eat it right there in the lobby. Because the truth is, like, you're not doing this to gain weight. You're not doing this to impress others, to have them think more of you, no. You're doing all this to have fun, to give in, to just let yourself go and just let your body just take care of you and the most basic of instincts, just giving you pleasure. Because this addiction to weed is just that, an addiction. They say you can't get physically dependent on weed, but you're the first case. You're just so physically, emotionally tied to just smoking weed, having dabs, having edibles, anything you can do, anything you want to do. You just want to be unable to think about the future, think about the past, just think about the now. The now where you're just cramming fast food down your mouth, all those empty calories just filling you up. Because one day you're going to look up from all your food, all your weed paraphernalia, and you're gonna look in the mirror and just see chins upon chins upon chins, food just crammed in your mouth and a big dumb smile on your face. Yeah, just gonna look at your body, you're gonna look down and just see a huge gut that you can't suck in, a huge butt that you can't hide, and you're just gonna be a big fat stoner. That's it, just flabs, rolls upon rolls of flab. And you know that you just want that so bad for some reason. You just want to waddle into a fast food restaurant one day, your belly just sagging, your belly button just hanging out for everybody to see, your ass crack just out of your shorts, and walk up to the cashier and just order enough food to feed 10 people with a big, dumb, dopey smile on your face. And it's all just going to happen just so gradually, just so casually, just day after day, just making the choice to just get stoned and stay in, just get stoned and indulge. And day after day, all those choices, they're just gonna pile up on your body, they're just gonna show in your face. And you're not going to stop. It's not going to stop. You're just going to keep eating and smoking, just getting stoned, just getting happy, just giving in. Because everybody's just gonna look at you and just see a fat stoner just enjoying life a little bit too much. And you're not gonna care. You're not gonna care that you're hopelessly addicted to fast food, hopelessly addicted to weed. To the point where if you tried to wobble your way out of this lifestyle, if you tried to squeeze your way back into your thin body, it's not gonna work. It would break you. It would make you go down on your knees and beg and plead with your past self to never have listened to this file, never have given in to a single urge to consume fast food, because that's what's gonna happen to you. You're just going to become a big, juicy, fast food and weed addict. There's nothing you can do to stop it now. It's just in your mind, just thinking about yourself in the future. That's what you're gonna see, is yourself just firmly planted on the couch, just covered and surrounded in food, just filling up the entire sofa. And that's what you want deep down. That's what everybody wants to see. That's what you've always wanted out of life.